Episode 120. In today's episode, I've learned something new once again from Phil at Smith Scribe as he talks to you about empathy. I also have a neat little idea that's a great way of connecting with your customers, just to say thank you.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the online marketing audio blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. We appreciate that business owners wear many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn new skills, lots and lots of new skills, if we're going to be successful. And this blog is here to help. From finance to social media and everything else in between, you'll find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to the guest blog, let me share with you a fantastic online shop that's really handy if you want to give your customers something different but doesn't cost the earth.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
Promo goods can be really expensive sometimes, and we don't always want to appear as over promotional, so why not send something else to a client that just says, saw this and thought of you. Green Umbrella, if someone has tagged the Green Umbrella car, that's Gus, in perhaps a Facebook post or a tweet or something like that, then we always send them a Green Umbrella pen in the post. That's actually a bit boring, isn't it? If someone gives us a referral or has posted something really positive about our business online, or perhaps a client has moved house, then a nice way to say thank you is by sending them a graze box. What's a graze box, I hear you ask? Well, if you don't know, a graze box is like a tasty snacks box in a box. It just fits through the letterbox as well. They're nibbles that can be healthy or naughty if you want to. If you have the munchies during the working day, then these are just the answer. I like to send them to clients as it's an easy to order, and you can also add a small gift note, which is fab. So just have a look at it. Just check it out. It's grazebox.com. If you're in the UK, grazebox.com/UK, or see the link at the bottom of this week's article, which can always be found at allthews.green-umbrella.biz/, and this week's is 120, so 120. So that's grazebox.com/UK. So check that one out. It's really cool.
Get every episode by subscribing on iTunes, and you'll never miss the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
All right, it's time for our guest blogger to make his appearance now. Phil is a natural writer, and I always look forward to his guest blog appearances. He's an amazing storyteller, and this story is no different. It's just as amazing. I'll let him tell it his way. So over to you, Phil.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Hi there. I'm Phil Smith, copywriter and guest blogger for Green Umbrella. In this article, I'm talking about empathy. Are you feeling it? Once upon a time, there was a man who lived on a ranch in California, and businesses paid him tens of thousands of dollars to write sales letters, and he had a waiting list measured in months. Now, when I say they paid tens of thousands of dollars for sales letters, I mean they paid those sorts of amounts for one letter. He died in 2001, and his story is quite amazing. Much of the work he did continues to inspire marketers today. Why am I telling you this? Well, I think it could be useful for you. This particular writer's name was Bill Jamie. That's Jamie spelled J-A-Y-M-E. There are people who consider him to have been the greatest copywriter ever. And I'd certainly agree there probably hasn't been a better one. Bill Jamie operated within a very specific niche. He wrote direct mail letters, which he, in his usual straight-talking style, preferred to call junk mail. Most of these letters were designed to pull in subscriptions for magazines in the United States. He helped launch no end of new publications, and he also wrote letters for established titles such as Business Week, Harper's and Esquire. When people went to Bill Jamie for a letter, they got the envelope as well, because his mailing packages were designed by his business partner, the Finnish-born Heikki Ratalahti, whose visual design skills worked brilliantly in tandem with Jamie's copywriting. Bill Jamie reached a position where he was so sought after, if you wanted to meet him, you had to go to him. And executives from the East Coast willingly got on planes to California in order to do so, because they knew that one of his packages could make the difference between a new magazine title succeeding or failing. When the New York Times interviewed him in 1990, the journalist had to fly over to California. And when he showed them his 5-acre property with swimming pool, he said, "Everything you see here was paid for by Dear Reader." Yeah, most of Jamie's letters begin with "Dear Reader," because they were written in the days before computer databases made personalised letters possible. But it didn't matter, because what he wrote was always incredibly engaging to its target audience. When he was asked what it was that made his work so successful, he replied, "I have an unusual gift for empathy." Empathy. Getting into your reader's shoes. Knowing how they think, how they feel, what they really want. There's no substitute for that. You can be the best writer in the world, or you can have studied marketing and be able to talk all sorts of impressive jargon about it. But unless you can really connect with people, then your chances of getting them to buy anything are pretty low, to say the least. Which is why, as a business owner, I don't think you should worry quite so much about your own writing skills or your perceived level of marketing knowledge. What you need to know and understand most is your customers. Now that sounds very obvious, and it is, but it's amazing how often people ignore the obvious. I still see lots of websites, I read lots of brochures and get many emails sent to me, all of which make no attempt to build any rapport with me or make me feel that someone who understands me is communicating with me. They just come from businesses who seem to be very wrapped up in themselves. When Bill Jamie wrote the letter that launched Psychology Today magazine, the envelope had a teaser question on the outside, and it became one of his most famous headlines. It simply asked, "Do you close the bathroom door even when you're the only one home?" The question was designed to appeal precisely to anyone who had an interest in human psychology and to make others realise that they were more interested in it than perhaps they'd previously thought. Another one for the same magazine asked, "How much should you tip the waitress when you're planning to steal the ashtray?" Yeah, he had one of those minds that was just able to come up with these ideas that were very off the wall and creative, but at the same time remained very relevant. He didn't do creative for the sake of it. He only ever did it to get people hooked in. Bill Jamie's letters were something special because they were genuinely witty and engaging without trying too hard, and they never lost sight of the ultimate goal, gently getting people to part with their money. He was very unorthodox. He broke a lot of the rules of copywriting. He also refused to look at readership profiles or the results of surveys or other research that had been commissioned by the magazine publishers. His reasoning was, that information just tells us who they are or what they have, not what they want or who they want to be. So it wasn't that he didn't do his research, he just did it in a different way. He spent time really thinking about who he was writing to and what would get them interested based on those two vital things, what they want and who they want to be. Do you know what your customers want or who they want to be? Does your current marketing really show empathy with them Or is it a bit wrapped up in itself? It's worth thinking about, because as Bill Jamie's career proved, the results of showing genuine empathy can be very advantageous indeed.
Thank you for listening.
As a marketeer as well, I'm a bit ashamed to say I've never heard of Bill Jamie, but I had a smile on my face as I was listening to that story, especially the line about tipping the waitress when you're thinking about stealing the ashtray. That certainly made me chuckle. So thanks again, Phil, for another inspiring article. You can come again. If you wanted to hear more from Phil, then I urge you to follow his tweets on @SmithScribe. That's Smith and then Scribe, all one word. He's funny and educational all in one go. Remember, you don't need to take any notes from today's show, as we do all the hard work for you. To read today's article in full and to check out the links to today's tool of the day, which was the online shop called Graysbox, then visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/120.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
That's it for this episode. Take care for now. See you soon. Bye-bye. Ta-da.